Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 164 on Rock Rudy When I. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour or so, as usual, to play lots and lots of good stuff. Some well-known stuff this week and also some other things I've dug out while digging about the internet during the week and about the old record collection. But to start things off, here's Rush with Subdivisions. We'll be right back.
I fell in love with a gypsy queen. She told me, hold on. Father was the leading man. Said, you're not welcome on our land. Then as a foe, he told me to go. Put a whip across my back, then told her, leave me. I was out for quite a time, came back with her on my mind. Sweet little girl, she means all the world. We'll be right back.
Starting off with a couple of classics there. First up, Rush, Subdivisions from the Grace Under Pressure record. Actually reading Geddy Lee's book, My Effin' Life at the minute. Really great book, highly recommended. I've read a lot of biographies over the year, but this thing is just sensational. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Read it, even if you don't like Rush. And after that was Uriah Heep with Gypsy from Very Humble, Very Heavy. The Heep playing next month with Judas Priest in Dublin. It'd be great to see them. Hopefully they'll relight some of the classics and not a whole load of new stuff that nobody wants to hear. So still going through the year-end lists, and this one had been turned on to a band called Poison Ruin, and this is a request in from Chris Osborne as well, and a track called Torture Chamber, which comes from their album from last year, Harvest, and it's a wee bit punky, bit oi in there maybe, and it's just rough and ready. If you like punk, check this out.
Come down, it's too strong.
Following Poison Idea, that was Grave Pleasures with Disintegration Girl from the Plague Boys LP, which came out last year. Completely missed it, knew nothing about it, can't believe it. Got their first three, think they're brilliant records, and I'm going to have to go and buy that now. It's, I don't know how that one snuck out. So there was a bit of a sale last week on Bangor here in Bend and Sound, the record shop, and I got down and got my mitts and some bits and pieces. So this is the first one of the first ones I bought, a band called Mork, Norwegian black metal, and a track called Zvik, and it comes from the Die Pet album from last year. We'll be right back. Following Mork, and I'll have none of your nano jokes. Already had them all week, so I'm sick of them now. After that was Arrow Noir with Black Thrash Attack from the Black Thrash Attack album. That was sent in by Chris Osborne, Rio Quest. Good stuff, just does what it says in the tin. So next up, another purchase last week. You know, waiting for it to come down in price. Skid Row, the gang is all here. It's a great album, could have been released 30 years ago. Sebastian Bach, should bring him back, but everybody knows he's impossible. And you just couldn't be coping with it. But anyway, there's a track from their new album. This one's called Time Bomb.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. the beat we're looking for.
And after Skid Row there, that was the Scorpions with the Rhythm of Love from the Savage Amusement album. Just put me in mind, they played together 1989, the famous Russian gig, Moscow Peace Festival, Against Drugs, etc, etc. Maybe a bit of hypocrisy in there somewhere, but anyway, great to hear that one again. So another new arrival this week, Absent in Body, Scott Kelly from Neurosis and Shiv from Amon-Ra. Slow and Heavy is the order of the day. So this is a track called Rise from the Ruins. Thank you. And straight after Absent and Body, that was reasonably new band, On Two Others, formed in 2020. Well, that is, that's very new in fact. They've played here and all as well last year. Didn't go, can't remember why. But that was a track called Give Me to the Night from the Mana album. Good stuff, must check out more. So, moving on, a wee bit of hardcore. You always like a wee bit of hardcore in your life. Suicidal Tendencies with Ain't Gonna Get Me from the Still Psycho Punk After All These Years, which I think was a Psycho Micro album, which was redone and has David Lombardo on drums, so it's got that extra bit of spice to it. Good stuff, well worth checking out.
Hold your ground.
And a request there straight after. It says Old Tendencies was the Gorilla Biscuits with Hold Your Ground from their debut album from 1988. Good old US hardcore, some great stuff from that scene, and it's getting more and more expensive as the year goes on. Well, thanks for Chris for sending that one in as well. So another one I forgot for, Christmas, Predatory Void. And this is a track called Shedding Weathered Skin, which comes from the Seven Keys to the Discomfort of Being. Jeez, these album titles are getting even more complicated to say. Anyway, Shedding Weathered Skin.
Yeah, Black Sabbath.
And after a predatory void, that was Nails with Scum Will Rise from the On Silent Death album. Nails are making an appearance again, I think, at some of the festivals later on the year. So that's a welcome return. Good band. Hadn't heard from them in a long time. Think might have split up. I lose track of what's going on anymore. But I try my best. But anyway, thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure as always. Always a pleasure, never a chore, as they say. I'm just going to go out this week on an oldie. Soundgarden with A Day I Tried to Live from the Super Undone. Just something about this track, it's just a whole atmosphere of it. What a legacy that band left behind. Damn shame about Chris Cornell. But anyway, until next time, look after yourselves.